Senate Bill 10. It's an act to revise certain township election provisions.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson. Township elections are something that we have, nor has anybody, frankly, spent much time looking at the procedures. And this year, the State Board of Elections and Secretary of State spent a little bit of time looking at some of those procedures, and we've put a number of different provisions in this bill, mostly updating the procedures the township elections use. Their elections are different, and I don't know if you're all familiar with that. Instead of going to a polling place sometime throughout the day, they go to a location, to a meeting, and they all gather at the same time in this meeting and conduct their election as part of that meeting. As an example of some of the things that we are cleaning up in this particular bill, in Section 1, which is a section that talks about an election to abolish a township, to show you how antiquated some of the language is, this required the ballot for that type of an election to have a yes and a no written on it, and you erased the one you didn't want. And, you know, that probably goes back 100 years or more, and so we're simply updating some of that kind of language. Section 2, we're providing a little parameter that if there's a petition to abolish a township and that election fails, you got to wait a year before you come back and try to do that again, just providing a little bit of stability in that process. Section 3 deals with somewhat the same issue we dealt with in the last bill. In township elections, you have to be both a registered voter and a resident. You got to reside there to vote in there. But there was no definition of what it meant to reside in the township. Over in city and school elections, we've got that 30-day definition. Townships, there was nothing, and so it leaves us guessing when somebody calls in and says, well, this person has this particular set of circumstances, they're in and out, are they really a resident? And we kind of throw up our hands and say, we don't know. And so what we're doing is adding in Section 3 the very same language that we've got over in the city and school statutes to define residency, talking about the 30-day requirement. Doesn't have to be consecutive, but any 30 days, if you meet that, you meet the residency requirement to vote in that township election. And then the last section deals with absentee voting. Currently, absentee voting for most situations is not allowed in township elections. But more and more frequently, townships are having tax opt-out elections or bond elections and those type of things. And we think that it's important that absentee voting be allowed for those kind of elections, for those folks that, for whatever reason, can't get to the meeting. And again, meetings are set at a specific time on a specific day. We think they ought to be able to vote by absentee using the normal procedures. And so that's what we've put into Section 4. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chris. Are there questions of Chris on Senate Bill 10? Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chris, a landlord could live on his farm for 30 days and vote in the township election?
Yes.
And also be a resident of, how long does he have to, is he a resident? Does he have to change his residency?
No, you know, let's assume he's lived on the farm all his life, registered to vote there, but, you know, buys a house in town, moves into town, but he's back out on the farm at least 30 days throughout the year at the situation, he would be able to continue voting in the township election because he would have met, his registration is still there, he would meet the 30-day residency requirement. Now, by doing that, he's foreclosing any opportunity to ever vote in a city election.
That's my question.
Because he's chosen to leave his registration out on the farm. Now, if he leaves his registration out on the farm, but he never comes back out there and lives entirely in the city, then he's not going to be able to vote in the township election.
Either place,
exactly right. He'll be able to vote in primary and general elections out at the farm location. But he won't be able to vote in township, won't be able to vote in city and or city elections. You're right.
Are there further questions? By the same token, if a landlord were able to vote in that election because he owns the land and he has a tenant that has 10 kids that all vote, because they are the tenants, they are registered voters there.
Yes, yes. If they're all registered in the township and they meet the 30-day residency requirement, and again, the residency requirement's already in statute, it's just we don't have a definition of it as to what it really means, and that's what we're trying to add in here.
How many township elections do we have in a cycle? Election cycle?
They have those elections every year, every March.
Really?
Yeah, to elect a portion of their township board.
I don't think we have township elections west of the river.
Gail,
we do.
Gail Brock is here, and I think she can probably address some of those questions.
Would you mind just, for my own information?
We have 935 townships in South Dakota, and there are quite a few west river. In fact, we have a brand new one in Meath County as of October.
I did know that.
There are several in Tank.
Are there?
How about Shannon?
No. We have a small town.
Thanks, Gail. Go ahead, Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Senator Hamm said, a family of 10 in a township could sort of control the township, I would assume. Could they vote to have their road in front of their mile in front of their home paved and be assessed to the landlord?
That's a question I can't answer. That gets into tax law, and that I don't have an answer for that. Gail might be able to address that. I don't know.
Gail, would you like to take a stab at that question?
Probably. They probably could at that annual meeting in March. My name is Gail Brock. I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships, and we've worked with Chris on this piece of legislation. I do have one little amendment, and I've talked to some of you about that, but basically, I suppose they could at March, because see, Chris talked about consistency of the 30-day residency, but townships really are not consistent with schools and cities in that, as he already stated, in March, first Tuesday in March, every township will have an annual meeting. Now, it's not specified the time or the place, and so they have to go through the advertising process for that in the local paper or their legal notices as to the time and place. What's unique about that is, as a member of that township, if you're registered to vote there and you live there and you go to that annual meeting, you have a vote in the business of the township. You not only vote for the officers, you can vote on the budget, you can vote on the road plan, you can vote on whatever issue comes up at that annual meeting for the township. So does that kind of answer your question a little bit? And so we support this, and you know, you look at these codes all the time and you think you know them until last spring, and we did have a township that was petition to abolish the township, and so we got to going into this law, and I called Chris and I said, do you know what it says? You have to erase either the yes or the no, plus the fact there was no protection in there, and the people who had petitioned them lost their vote, and so they threatened to come back within 2 or 3 weeks with another petition to force another vote. So we didn't have that protection of that 1 year. By the same token, we would like to see on line 9, page 2, right after the 30, to insert the word consecutive. For the very reason that Chris already talked about and some of you have alluded to, in that if a person is a landlord and still has a home out there, even though he may have the home and he may have a tenant living in another resident who has at least 2, 3, 4, or 5 voters, sometimes those people really like to control yet what goes on in the township. And so they could come back 2 or 3 days a month throughout the year and meet that 30-day requirement. And they could be a voter then on the road plan, snow removal, all of those things, even though they live in town and it's really not an issue for them as much as it is for the permanent residents. So I know there's no definition and we have to come to that, but we'd like to say at least 30 consecutive days in the township, and that's the only problem we have with that.
Madam Chair.
Senator Vitter.
Again, Gail, I'm curious, how would he prove or she prove?
Let us first get the amendment on the floor.
Then I have to do my own vote for it. May I ask a question?
Go ahead.
My question again is that how would they prove that he absolutely lived there 30 consecutive days? What proof would they offer to do that?
We have to go back to what Chris said. They have to be challenged that day on March, the first Tuesday in March, at that meeting at the polling place as to whether they're a resident. And that did happen last year.
Okay, and may I continue? They do that. They are challenged. How do they prove that they've been in that house for 30 days?
I'm not sure how they do that. Mr. Jones over here says, I know you weren't there, you know, and I know of the case I'm referring to, and Chris knows about this one, that the guy was denied his right to vote. He had a camper he took out into the township, and actually, he may meet this 30 consecutive days even. I'm not sure, but he was denied the right to vote by the judges at that township meeting, because also township meetings on that first Tuesday in March, when they meet, it's not the Board of Supervisors that control that meeting. They elect three judges who then control that meeting, and they made the decision. We also are urging, and part of our education process and the law is that those townships need to get those voting registration lists from the auditor prior to that annual meeting, and that township board needs to go over that list to see if, in fact, there are some, you know, people who should not be voting or whatever. When it comes down to really hard-nailed proof, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's my question. Thank you.
Okay. Are there further questions of Gail?
Madam
Chair. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Gail, what is the general trend on township numbers? Are they going up or are they going down? I mean, are they abolishing them?
It really is going down. When I first came on board 6 years ago, there were 954, and we're at 935. We have a new one last fall. And I just redid the census, and we have a few of them that are still retaining their township government, but boy, they're right on the border for minimum people.
What is that minimum?
Five. I think it's five, isn't it, Chris? The elected voters? Five. Five or six, so we're down there.
Are there further questions of Gail? Thank you, Gail. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 10? Are there other proponents? Is someone interested in introducing Gail's amendment to add consecutive?
So
Senator Vitter moved. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Those in favor? We better discuss it first. Is there discussion on putting consecutive 30 days in order to qualify for a township election? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Are there opponents to Senate Bill 10? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 10? Seeing none, I will close discussion and ask for disposition of the bill.
Chairman.
Senator Dietrich.
I move to pass.
As amended. Senate Bill 10 is a due pass as amended. Is there any other discussion?
Second.
Oh, thank you. The motion has been made and seconded. Is there further discussion?
Okay.
Senator Reedy?
My concern is still that we, if five or six people can control a township election, are we being fair to the landlord if he doesn't live out there and isn't there for any time, lives in town? But if the five or six people in the township could vote to pave the township, all the landlord would have to pay. It just seems like we're leaving this wide open for the tenants.
Senator Olson?
Well, question, Senator Reedy.
Go ahead.
Senator Reedy, don't you think then that the tenant's rent would reflect that paving?
It would probably depend on the contract that they had with the landlord. Some of them are bound up or tied up, you know, in the cash rent for 3 or 4 years.
Is there further discussion on Senate Bill 10 as amended? We have a motion and a second to do pass on Senate Bill 10 as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. And the secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
No.
Senator Vitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried on Senate Bill 10 as amended.